Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the to the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5. Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' long frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic about the rest I'm going to get. Maybe. It's also the third day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I don't know why, though. It's cooled down. It's cooled down a bit. It's so smoky, you couldn't tell. You know, it's just nasty is all it is. That being said, we had a comment from a fellow named Dolan this morning. I've already went at this dirty son of a bitch, but I ain't done with him yet, so that's where we're going to pick this shit up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I was going through the comments this morning, and I know I'd commented on this as somebody was talking about United States Code, and I think it was enemy of the state or somebody needs clarification. And this comment starts out, United States Code, as in Title 18, United States Code Section 241 and 242, only applies to government franchises, agencies, departments, contractors, agents, actors, officers, employees, etc. And that's correct. That's what I had said. Then we go into this. The Bill of Rights is only a list of prohibitions for the same entities above. The Bill of Rights does not give, grant, convey, bestow, afford any right to the people, period. Now that's, I mean, here's where this goddamn it, this is the attorneys. You know, when figuring out the Bill of Rights was, I mean, it was tough. I mean, being, you know, because there was nobody else out there, you know, even talking about it. I mean, you tried to find out about it, man, I mean, shit. And this is one of the ones, you know, that ninth article, because that's what this war is about, is that ninth article. That ninth article, I remember it's like third grade, and when, you know, they were talking about him, and they laid this definition, and it just, that don't make no sense. And when I was trying to bring it all together to make it one thing, that just wouldn't go. And it was just because one day I just looked at it and read it, and it says what it fucking says, and it didn't have nothing to do with what those attorneys, with what those communist motherfuckers had tried to instill into our heads as children, because this is where they started dismantling, because this is why they could never dismantle the Bill of Rights. That's why it ain't the First Amendment, or the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment. They aren't amendments. It's a single body of law. And this, they had the ninth article. I mean, that is why that one was, even the little kids, that one's why that one had to be completely turned upside down and backwards. But it can't be, because it's written in pure fact of law. It can't be touched. But this assertion here, right here, the Bill of Rights is only a list of prohibitions for the same entities above. The Bill of Rights does not give, grant, convey, bestow, afford any rights to the people. The hell it don't. I don't know. Let's look at the second article to this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That sounds like it's conveying a right through a documentation. And that right is a conveyance. I know this guy was an attorney. This attempted to twist. These are the fuckers that took our common law away from us in the first place. But listen on, okay. The Bill of Rights does not grant, okay. You are born with rights as a gift from your creator. It's the Bible, people. I mean, this is why they don't want the Bill of Rights. Because it doesn't break down to, Samuel 12 says you won't work on Sunday and you've broken that commandment. And these law, every right you have is granted by God. That is why we have the Bill of Rights, people. The Bill of Rights is how we go to say, oh, you know, son of a bitch, you have no authority to tell me what I can or cannot do. Yeah, you have followed no due process. You walked up with a fucking Bible in your hand and you think you're going to, it's just like the guy I said with the code enforcement book. I'm not going to shoot you. I'll beat your fucking ass down and I'll make you eat that fucking Bible. It has no relevance in a common law court. It never has. It never will. It is not sworn testimony and it is not recorded at testimony with the name and the certifications of the stenographer that wrote it down it would be like a court, but in the realm of law, of a law, the way law is written down, the way the law that has to be, or else we don't have no fucking law. Okay, let's go on here a bit. It is better construed that the government is to recognize and acknowledge that the people have these rights and are forbidden from infringing on the people's rights. What rights? Because you said the Bill of Rights ain't it. This isn't nothing conveyed that we have these rights, but and infringing on the people's rights you conveyed. What stops them? Well, I mean, you talk about it as prohibition. What does prohibit them from fucking touching them? Oh, that's right. It's that goddamn ninth article, ain't it? It is better, okay. These rights are forbidden from infringement on the people's rights. Note, the Bill of Rights does not list all of the people's rights. See, this is what got me, because they know we got them. That ninth article is what this war is about. See, Ninth Amendment. See the Ninth Amendment. They're not amendments. They are articles to a single body of law, and that ninth is the one that says they can never be fucking changed, and they have never been changed. Not a word. Oh, they've talked about it, and they've infringed the hell up on them, but not one word of the document has been changed because they cannot do it. They've never had the authority, and goddamn anybody who can read at a third grade level can figure out that they just cannot fucking do it. Let's read that ninth article. The enumeration in the Constitution. Now they're talking about the Constitution. Now the Constitution was already written. We had the Federalists, Anti-Federalists, and the Anti-Federalists were telling us this is what these dirty bastards want to do with this document they're writing. They're wanting to give themselves powers to put you into a state of slavery where their will is your will. So they're addressing the Constitution in a separate document that hasn't even been proposed to the goddamn for adoption yet. It's being written. This is being written. This is to address what government power in that Constitution that is going to be there to protect these rights is going to be. It goes on to say that the enumeration, that is the writing down. And it says in the Constitution, that isn't the Bill of Rights. That's the Constitution. They're addressing a separate document of certain rights. That is authorities. That would be government authorities, because that's what the Constitution is. Government authorities, granted authorities from the people, shall not be construed. That means that shall not be defined. These government authorities granted by the people shall not be defined as to deny or discourage others retained by the people. It's not talking about, of course, every right isn't listed, but how do you get to that right? It's the Bible. That's what they want you to believe the common law is. Well, I can go to Luke 5 and I mean, we can just have us all kinds of an argument. And then these little cliques and these churches can come around and they can just force their fucking collected will all over everybody. There is no definition of an individual right or freedom. The Bill of Rights is the system. It was given to us. It is the maximums in law. It says you will follow these frickin' procedures before you can even talk to this person. I will be secure in my beliefs, my papers, everything I have. And the only way you can come at me on this, you have to follow these procedures. It is absolute law. And it is absolute right. Because without it, there is no right. And then for him saying that the Bill of Rights does not list all the people's rights. See the Ninth Amendment. I mean, what he's trying to read into it is just, it's because it ain't written down in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean it ain't right. Well, that's goddamn right. Of course it isn't. You could never write down what is every right, every situation that is going to be addressed about what I can do and you can't do. But what they want is that fucking, this is a Bible. This is one of those people who think they can rule Henry Shively with the Bible. I will blow your motherfucking head right off your fucking shoulders. You're not going to do it. See, this is why this has been such a hell week. I was listening to the Intel report this morning, and it wasn't really nothing too excited. Same old bullshit dodging fucking questions. But McNeil made a statement. He was talking about, he had a stroke. And he said, I could come out on the radio every day on fire, screaming and raising hell. He goes, but that about killed me when I did it. And this is what I'm talking about. It will. It'll kill you. Because he said it. You're furious all day long. And I am. I come up here and do this. You think I walk downstairs, flip a switch, and it's all gone. I'm sitting there relaxing, and it isn't fucking eating at me and fucking ripping at my fucking brain. Because it is. But this is what they count on. They count on you fucking just, getting so tired of fucking standing up to them that you will stop. I'm not going to die like this. You guys, you fucking Bible thumping prick cocksuckers that better get it through your head. I'll die fighting your fucking asses. I will die shooting your fucking ass. You think you can enforce that Bible? I mean, get your ass over here and do it right now. You motherfuckers. See, you think you're going to form some kind of a big collective, just like this dirty ass government you complain about every day, to force that individual to do what you want. You're not doing it. If you do not know your rights, you better get a clue and start exercising them. You goddamn right. How are you going to exercise them if all that ninth article means is that they're not enumerated there and that there is prohibition against the government changing any part of it they want because it's amendments. You called it the Ninth Amendment. That is why the Bill of Rights is articles. It is a single body of law. It is our frickin' law. It is how, no matter what right, I mean, we have rights that we haven't even conceived. But when we go to bring that right to bear, when we're going to enforce that right, we're not supposed to be trying to enforce this on the government by the fucking way. This is between us because we're self-governing. They had a simple little charge over there, but they was acting like, we need to enforce our rights on the government. How do you do that? How do you enforce your rights on the government? You sure as hell they can't do it through the common law. You can play this 14th Amendment bullshit and equal access and all this shit, but you're a subject under that. You cannot. The only way you can enforce that Bill of Rights on a rogue fucking entity that has made itself separate and it has gone to attack your way, your avenue to your rights, which is the procedural due process, is to shoot them dead. There is no other fucking way. What are you going to, or you read them the Bible? We've heard about the covenant many times here. I guess the covenant thing didn't work out too well now, did it? U.S. Appeals Court rejects challenge to California gun laws. And here we go. From Ruther, sent in by number one in the world order hater, a federal appeals court on Friday upheld the constitutionality of two California laws restricting the ability of the people to buy and carry firearms. Can that be and the second article at the same time? Can those two things be? Can they come into the common law and take your gun? Can they do it? Yes or no? Because that's what they don't want to answer. They want this to be about a whole something other stuff and just kind of morph this government back into what the republic that they wanted, like the Ronald Reagan days. I said it from the beginning. They don't want the straight, they don't want the rights. They don't want people to all be equal with them because they know they are the fucking lessers because they are the fucking idiots. Corky was, he was talking about, this long term things. And I said, like yesterday, I'm going to sit here the rest of my life without my goddamn rights. You think that's what was it, that's how it's supposed to be intended? Then you have no, really, you have no intent of enforcing those rights. Those rights are either enforced or they are not. You are free or you are not. And to pretend that you're out there making these decisions and making these moves and shit, you do not have the capacity. You are not a free man. If those rights are not intact and the common laws in there, you're not a free man. You're a piece of fucking property. No, you can call it, you can deny it all day long, but you, by God, are. You have no standing. And there you have a federal appeals court with zero authority in violation of the 9th article, which is what this war is about. On Friday, upheld the constitutionality of two California laws restricting the ability of people to buy and carry firearms. And by the way, you've been doing this for 20 fucking years. You say, well, you know, you can't expect victories and everything. You have been a total fucking failure. I have seen it deteriorate down into the pits of fucking hell right in front of my eyes into a cesspool of shit with you running the fucking show, okay? Oh, goddamn, but you talk about going out there and actually shooting these son of a bitches and shutting it down. You see, I talked about it before. You know, I go up, the guy stand in front of me. He's there. He is there to legally, he's there to take my constitutionally guaranteed, my Bill of Rights away from me, my natural rights, my rights of my being away from me. And see, I Mike Nestor, I caught his little message too, because he became Freud this morning, talking about crazy people. This is a fact. I mean, I've never claimed to be nobody's fucking leader to start with. And I, you know, what I do, I'm telling you who I am. I'm telling you what I read, what I can read and interpret, what is interpreted fact that cannot be interpreted any other way. I mean, you could sit there and deny it, but it says what it fucking says. It ain't going to change. Can't change one word in it. But see, that son of a bitch, he comes up. He's going to take my right, every right from me. Worst case scenario, I kill him, he kills me. He took everything from me. He took my Bill of Rights. Took my life. Took me from my wife, my children, my grandchildren. But you know what? He paid the full fucking measure himself. I took everything he had, too. This is what it has to be. Oh, but this idea, you know, I'll just put it like this. Because this is such an outrageous thought. I mean, just like not voting. Oh, how could you even consider it? I'm not voting fine, you know, with the vote. That's the only decision we got left. We got to use it, you see. How could you even consider it? You tell me this, people. You know, I've read that second article to you. Does every man, Jack, one of us have the absolute guaranteed right under our Bill of Rights to put a pistol in our pocket, in our waistband, under our fucking shirt if we want to, and walk out the goddamn door? That is in Washington, D.C. That is in Chicago. That is in fucking Fag Cisco. This is on every inch of this free sovereign soil as dictated by the 10th article. It said the same thing that applies to the federal government as far as what you cannot do and what our rights are applies to the states. So if we put on our pistols, oh man, goddamn, now you're really getting crazy, man. You're going to put on your pistol and I'm just going about my daily business. First son of a bitch that walks up, kids, they make no bones about it. I mean, you're not a sheriff, you're not a constable. In fact, there can be no fucking law enforcement in this country because there are no common law courts. And that's that main guarantee, that the only jurisdiction that will ever be exercised over an American national, unless they are a member of the military or the government, is that common law jurisdiction. None other. None. Period. You can't do it. So any son of a bitch coming up to accost you is without authority because the courts are removed. The only way an authority that could be created over you is gone. You pull out that fucking pistol, you kill that son of a bitch. Now, he might kill you. You might, best case scenario, you might kill him, two or three fucking more of them. You know what? You'll be dead. Yeah, you know, you'll pay the full fucking measure. But that son of a bitch right there that you just blowed his head off, and that son of a bitch over there, you just blowed his head off. You know what? They're not going to infringe on nobody else's rights ever again, are they? And you know what? We outnumber them 3,000 to 1. That's why this whole thing is such a fucking sham. This big old fucking plan bullshit is a sham. We don't have to put up with this, and it doesn't have to come down to goddamn. Okay, what they want is they want to have their other government already in place, just like the goddamn hijackers in the first uprising in this country, so that they come out in control. And you're going to have food, so you're going to have, somebody's going to have to be in charge, making sure you have food. Somebody's going to have some authority, and that's what this is really about. And what we're looking at is just this gross fucking tyranny being shoved down our throats. It challenges the law. Zero authority. They have no authority. The ninth article says it, and it says it in absolute terms. If you can read a fact and then interpret a fact, I mean, to try to even convince yourself that has something to do with the rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights. That just ain't all of them. That just ain't all of them. And there's, and then, and by the way, we just wrote that just little thing there to tell you they ain't all in there. And this lock that was, this chains we put on these, this goddamn government, we didn't take no key. We gave them a key to that. They can change it any way they want. They call it amendments, and it's in there. They can just change it and take them rights away from you just one after another. And those Bible thumpers would be the first in fucking line to do it because they're the ones that opened the door. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what's, I think, a lot very important is that this is the only country. We're the only ones that have it, you know. And
yes.
People don't appreciate how special it is, and that's what, you know, what makes it worth living here.
You're right, and they don't realize what it could be with if you let it go, if you let them have their way. If you allow yourself to be disarmed till you can't fight them, whew, look what they did in Russia. Look what they did in China. Go ahead and do it, you goddamn fools. See what happens to your dumb asses. Now, here we're going to go. Go ahead.
I'm not quite sure what we really have anymore, you guys. I mean, what do we really have? I mean, I can't buy a gun. I got in trouble 30 years ago. I can't buy a goddamn gun. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah, you can. What is the deal here is your absolute second article right that cannot be touched at the under the ninth article. No government could ever have the authority to write a legislation or create any kind of fucking law that could relieve you of that right, period. I don't give a fuck what if you I mean, it ain't that long ago in our history. When you were released from prison, you were given a 30-30 rifle, some money, and fucking shells. You had the right to protect yourself, and it was this was all nomenclature. It was all known to us. Like I said, it was about third grade, and when this little confusing thing about the ninth, and the ninth has always been the key. That is what I've discovered. It is the key. They've never had the authority. They know they don't have the authority. Louisiana man dies after officers put him in chokehold. Experts disagree on excessive force or not from the advocate sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. And you're going to love this. A criminal justice expert says, oh, God, man, a Voyelis Parish law officers who wrestled a Marksville man off a tractor while serving an arrest warrant last year used too much force, needlessly escalating a confrontation that ended with the man's death. A second expert said he doesn't agree the officers used excessive force. This is how they agree because they're in another world there, and they're going to make the ultimate decision because your fucking common law rights have been removed. You don't get to go prosecute this guy. They're going to talk about it amongst themselves, plebe, fucking goyim. But said they may have acted negligently by failing to administer aid once Armando Frank was unconscious. A video recording of the arrest obtained by the advocate shows officers growing frustrated with Frank, 44, after he refuses to step down from a tractor near a Walmart store along L.A., I guess it's whatever, L.A. 1, a use of a force expert who reviewed the 10-minute recording at the newspaper's request says the law officers escalated the exchange by placing Frank in a chokehold and attempting to yank him off the tractor. His level of resistance starts out as passive. It doesn't go to active and aggressive until he's physically assaulted by these deputies. No, they're not deputies. They're not working through the common law courts along. There is not one lawful peace officer in this goddamn country. There cannot be. The courts have to be there. Or else the deputies, I mean, it's like removing the bench. You've removed it. Once you remove that, none of it can exist. Gregory Gilbertson, director of the criminal justice program at Centralia College in Centralia, Washington, said Thursday, last October 20th, two sheriff's deputies, Brandon Spillman and Alexander Daniel, along with Marksville police officer Kenneth Purnell, 3D, see how cowardly these pricks are, tried to force Frank from his tractor. Spillman, Daniel, and Parnell are named defendants in a civil rights lawsuit. Because after giving me, I get some money. This man's rights, every right was taken from him. His Bill of Rights was ripped away from him. Taken from him. There, you see, we're going to listen to this. There were other law enforcement personnel on the scene. Of course, there have to be because they're cowards, according to the sheriff's office. A forensic pathologist hired by the parish had said in a report that manual strangulation was the primary cause of Frank's death. The video shows Spillman mount the tractor behind Frank and apply a chokehold while another officer tries to pull him down for a time. Frank is doubled over while resisting. Officers had to carry Frank to a patrol car, and you see this, it's all just blah, 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 it really don't mean shit. Gilbertson Frank questions as to what he was being arrested for. Gilbertson said Franks questioned as to what he was being arrested for and who signed the warrant. His questions were reasonable. Keep listening. There are no extending circumstances here, Gilbertson said Thursday. He's not attempting to flee. He's not assaulting anybody. He's sitting on a tractor and he's asking reasonable questions. He has a right to see that warrant. He has a right to see the two affidavits attached. Maybe if they had just had such a creature, he would have stepped off the tractor and went, and even though he's in an admiralty situation, his rights have already been shit on just by him being there. Let's go on. Let's see what they say about this. He's asking reasonable questions. They are refusing to answer. The hold Spillman used, known as a lateral vascular neck restraint, is typically a last resort given the potential to resist airflow, Gilbertson said. Manual strangulation was the primary cause of death of Armando Frank, the 44-year-old Marksville man who died during the October 2017 struggle. Most agencies now only authorize their officers to use it in a ground. And see, they're going to spread a lot of shit in here before we hit the next fact. That's just the fucking closer on this. Officer to use it in a ground fighting situation where deadly force is their only other option, Gilbertson said. They might have pacified Mr. Frank if he had known what the warrant was for. They're trying to put here, he don't have the right to know they have to present that warrant to you. They have to hand, that's what he's doing. And if you'd peaceably go along with him, I mean, you walk right out the door with him. He peaceably hands you that warrant and everything's signed. There's the affidavit. I'm going to fight this. Okay. I see you came here lawfully and I'm bound to stay with the common law and fight this in the common law because I feel I'm in the right to here. Spillman acknowledged to the sheriff. Go ahead.
I bet they got trained in Tel Aviv.
I guess they did. Spillman acknowledged to the sheriff's office, Detective Mike Simmons, that he grabbed Armando from behind, but never applied any pressure to the throat. No, he just died. He just died. He just fell. It was his time, according to Simmons' report. Philip Stinson, an associate professor of criminal justice at Bowling Green State University, disagreed that the officers were to blame for the escalating the conflict. Listen to this now. Officers are entitled to use as much force as is necessary while making an arrest, Stinson said. When a police officer says that they have a warrant for you, you need to get off the tractor and come with us. That's not negotiable. I don't have to show you. No one. If they did have any kind of warrant, it was a computer-generated admiralty warrant that could not even be applied to this man. His every right. This man was murdered. Here is just another example. It goes on every fucking day. They're killing our people. But there's a big plan out there. Don't worry about it. There's a big plan as your people die. What if that man would have had a pistol? He obviously knew that he'd be having trouble with people. What if he'd have pulled out that pistol? I mean, there's three or four of them. He's a dead man, no doubt about it, if he pulls out the pistol. Bam, bam, fuck, I got three of them dirty cocksuckers. They won't be violating nobody's rights anymore, will they? And we outnumber them 3,000 to 1. That's we, not these goddamn pretend son of a bitches that make up the 25% of the fucking voting, acquiescing, permission-giving traitors among us. But, you can't negotiate that. Even if it turns out there wasn't a warrant, it was an invalid warrant, Stinson said. I guess that your servants have removed your goddamn fourth article right absolute, haven't they? There not only has to be a fucking warrant, you have to have it in your hand, and it has to have come from a judge. It can't be instigated by a government official, unless it be a sheriff in a matter of breaking the peace. And then it would have to have two affidavits attached and it would have to be signed by a judge. And you got a right to read every goddamn bit of it before you submit any. because you don't, you're not under any obligation to submit to a legal arrest. But this is what they're trying to get through here. They're trying. If they say to you, you're under arrest, by God, you're, if they say they got a warrant, whether they do or not, you better go with them or they can kill you. You want to bet? Not if I kill them first.
But, huh? Supported by oath or affirmation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll be the two affidavits, oath and affirmation. You'll swear that that is a true fact. And if you lied in any of those fucking papers, I'm going to come into the court, too. I got a right to my side of the process, too. And in the first place, the sheriff's just coming there. You know, they go on to, we'll talk about that this guy had had problem with his neighbors, you know, coming on their property or some kind of shit was the dispute.
It says or. It says or, not and.
What's that?
It says or affirmation, not and affirmation.
Oath or affirmation. Oath or affirmation. That's what is an oath or affirmation? You put your hand on the Bible. It's everything in this document. It's the same as having something notarized. You're swearing that it's truth on penalty of perjury. That's oath or affirmation. At any rate, they didn't have it. They did not. If they didn't have it to present to him, if they were real sheriffs, they had to turn around and walk away and go get it. The people who had a problem with him had to go down to the goddamn court. They had to write out affidavits and then swear out a warrant against him. Take the oath affirmation, raise your hand. Under penalty of perjury, everything you're saying in here is true because we're fixing to go take a man's freedom away from him. And this is the biggest fucking thing you can do in this country against somebody besides killing them. And you're going to swear that that's the truth. And see, that this is why it was so easy for him to get rid of that, because people like to fuck with people without consequence. Back when you had to have that oath and affirmation, if you were just trying to fuck with somebody and they had what came in and they proved that you just had done that out of spite, or it's because this is how they you were too big of a pussy to fight them, so you were going to do some third party stabbing in the back and get them through, use the law to get them. Well, that wasn't how the common law was put. You can't get people with it. It'll tear your ass to pieces if you're in the wrong. And then he could have came in and shown that they lied on this. And as soon as he showed they lied on him, he had him. Then he gets to go to the jury and ask for his redress for what they did to him. This is what we're talking. It's a total attack. What burns my ass and it ain't going to stop. It ain't going to change that it is the Bill of Rights. I don't care how many charlatans come forth. I don't care how many ways you want to go off to this big preparing fucking thing for thousands. Millions of people are going to die. It's because you guys were in control from the fucking beginning, dirty church. And now, for the last 30 years, you've called yourself the militia, and you've been running the fucking show, and boy, have we made progress. We're down to the goddamn point where this shit is happening, where little girls are getting shot right in the fucking head. Boy, you guys are some powerful sons of bitches, but you're going to do something about it someday. Someday. One of these days. Someday, I'm telling you. Meanwhile, we're going to try and get old John Tater, get him elected and start, because we're talking about the water in goddamn Michigan. Fuck the water in Michigan. Nothing else matters. If you do not have that Bill of Rights, you are not a human being. You do not have the rights of a free man. You have no standing, no status to pretend you can vote or make any decision. It's like fucking going back to the old South and going on to one of the plantations and going down and telling the slave down there that he's going to come up and he's going to make a complaint about how mass is treating him. Does he have any standing, people? And no, you're a goddamn slave. You're property. I can do with you what I please. You're my property.
Fully peon, slave.
Goddamn right, dude. Goddamn right. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I got a shotgun, 45.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. That was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by J.D. and the Moonshine Band. But back into the discussion, of the rights. You know, they're talking about, all these multitudes of people. There's millions of us going to get killed because of what you motherfuckers who had the control did to us. You deteriorated. You didn't want that Bill of Rights because you wanted to have power over us. So you destroyed it. And once it was gone, it was the only thing keeping those outside powers from coming in, those communists that came and displaced you. And that's what it's really all about. Now pick a side, guys. Pick who your new master's going to be. I'll tell you what. If Bobby Sands, what, about 20-some days to starve to death when he was on hunger strike over there in Northern Ireland? I would rather starve to death for 27 days than live without my Bill of Rights for 27 days. Is that clear enough for you? You talk about manning up. And Mike Nesser, talking about radicalism, being a radical. If I go out there and I fucking die, shoot it out. If I shoot the bastard who isn't supposed to be there, that foreign bastard come to take my rights, and he kills me, I'm dead as dead, and that's a sure fucking thing. But that son of a bitch is not going on to the next person. And pretty soon people are going to start, they're shooting people over. Maybe they'll start looking and say, why in the hell are they shooting people over that Bill of Rights? I know the country is a shithole. It's gone clear to hell. It seems they can do anything they want to me with impunity. And it ain't going to take people long to figure out. And then maybe you can start, when the more people keep coming, more people you can start. It has to start somehow. It's just not this thing. One of these days, when the day comes, the day's here. I'm not claiming to be nobody's fucking leader. I have had it. I'm not going to have my fucking rights taken away from me. I'm not going to have my peace of essence, my peace of mind. That I am entitled to, that my true founders, the people that fought that fucking war, not the people who hijacked it. I got those rights. They were given to me and they expected me to die for them on the goddamn spot. There is no question about it in my mind, and there shouldn't be in nobody else's. But if there is, then that's your problem. But I will not do without them. And I'm not going to, and talking about the next generation and shit and raising a kid. By the time the next generation, I was born into fucking slavery because of people like you. I was born into slavery. I was not a free man. I didn't have my Bill of Rights. It had already been so eroded and displaced and it was already pushing in. By the time I was, 16 years old, the common laws, courts had been removed. It was completely gone. And I'm not going to live the rest of my life like this. And we don't have to. Like I said, we outnumber, when they, we got under that we thing. We do outnumber them 3,000 to 1, but not the fanatics. You fanatics over there, you fanatics in Antifa, you pedophile, sick son of a bitch and international communist. You are about, you might be about 6 to 8%. And then you other son of a bitches, Christian coalitioners. You might be the rest of a 25%, but you, all of us together, will wipe your ass off this goddamn planet, and you deserve it for what you're doing, for thinking that you are going to fucking play us like this. Let's see what we got going here. It's just a shit week. Shit week of having to defend what shouldn't have to be defended, what everybody should be defending. That Bill of Rights, there's no arguing. I mean, with sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act, it's removed from us. I'm still an individual. I don't need permission from you, or you don't get to tell me how I fight. And when I'm in this goddamn condition, I fight any fucking way I want to. I got the right to do that because I've stood to the point that I will fucking die for them. You ain't. Amazon removes gun activists' website after 3D print weapons blueprints were posted. Well, of course they did. Amazon's a private corporation. This country's being, the thing is just the total destruction, how far away we are from what we're supposed to have in our rights to property and free mind and free thinking, when I feel like content, just totally content. I used to play a lot of guitar, man. I play it every day, man. I loved it. I ain't had no time. I may pick it up once or twice in a year when I'm with my boys or something and play around with it a little bit. But that'd be my content. I mean, that would be my content, you know, playing that guitar. But that it does it in there because you've morphed it into something else. I'm a picker. I'm a plucker. I'm a mean motherfucker. I'll fight you. I'll fuck you. And I can play three-dimensional chess just like you. You're not doing it. You step up or you're a goddamn traitor. There ain't no three sides to this. There's the Bill of Rights side, and then there's the son of a bitches that would destroy it for one reason or another. That's all there is. Pick your side and announce it. And I don't want to come on. I always talk about the Bill of Rights and everything. Fuck you. You do not step up and tell how that them rights are violated and how we have to stand and fight right goddamn now. If I die today, I leave my children and grandchildren in slavery. Is that the measure of a man in this country now? Is that what it's come to? And here, Amazon, I mean, it's just like Facebook, all these, they're showing you what they did. The international corporate mafia corporations have taken over, and they're just, well, Amazon removes activists' website after 3D printing weapons blueprints were posted. Amazon took down the website of a gun rights coalition Wednesday after they posted the blueprints of 3D printed weapons online. CaddisFreeSpeech.com was removed by Amazon Web Service after receiving a notice on a download plans for the Liberator 3D printer. There was some real due process of law. That corporation, that son of a bitch, a corporation! And this is really what we're talking about with all these policing forces. They're, like I said, if the common law courts are removed, there's not one lawful peace officer in this country. They're all working for the fucking union. They're all working for, well, the corporations. And then when they kill you, they go there in the corporation. Well, yeah, it was constitutional for you to kill you because we've established the right through our goddamn administrative corporate Supreme Court. Well, of course it's all right for them to kill you. They don't have to show you a warrant. When they tell you you're under arrest, man, that's a corporation talking to you. These people are not, there's not a lawful one of them in the whole fucking bunch. And as far as Washington, D.C., not one lawful one of them, not one lawful official they cannot be. The Bill of Rights has been completely obliterated. The authority we gave them was given under condition. They have violated the contract. They have completely out of existence. It has been breached out of existence. You cannot just have a contract that, you know, has two sides in it and just one side starts operating, takes over from the other side. We still got the old Constitution here and I'm enforcing it what I want in it. The People's Bill of Rights has been removed. It has been removed from me. It's mine. You son of a bitches, it's mine. It's Charlie's. It's every one of ours. And you don't get to decide how we go about getting it back because you've had 20 fucking years to do it and you ain't done shit. Your big plan was to prepare your people originally just to pull back and let us take the brunt of the goddamn blood spilling and then step in and mop up and declare a theocracy. Boy, that would be a win for us, for our Bill of Rights, for our right to free thought. It's not going to happen, people. We can't allow this to happen anymore. And our right, and this here again, this comes to our second article, right? There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Anything after that fucking period, it is absolute law. How can it be absolute law and they tell you can't carry a pistol in Washington, D.C.? I guess Washington, D.C. is an absolute violation of the second article. Chicago, Illinois, you can't have a gun. Really? Then you're in blatant fucking violation of second article to the My People's Bill of Rights. And you cannot have any authority. We're a state, you see. Well, that 10th article says the state is held under the same constraints by that Bill of Rights as the federal government. You were chartered under that constitution that can never have the authority in it to remove those fucking rights. And they're not an enumeration of, you know, oh, I have the right to, you know, not drink beer on Sunday or dance around on Wednesday. I mean, there could be a zillion things you call a right. But that Bill of Rights, that's how we arrive at what is our rights. It is our ultimate right. It is our right to justice. It is our right to fairness. It is our right to challenge any assertion. And if somebody does something dirty to us, it's our right to have redress for our grievances. And it's the other guy's right. If you've done dirtiness to him, then it's his right to justice too. But it has been removed. That is what I'm sit here and say it 20 times. It's been removed. It's been removed. It's been removed. It's been removed. What would the people who fought and died for this country, the people who forced that Bill of Rights, Patrick Henry and company, what would they say? What would they say right now? We're sitting here, and you could come up on the radio, Mark Gorky, any of you, and tell me that that son of a bitch has not been completely removed, that they are not operating a rogue government in violation of the Ninth Article, because that's what this war is about. They never had the authority to do this. Their only charge was to protect what they are actually destroying right here in front of our... Now they're coming, we got the authority to destroy that, what we sold you on that we were going to protect. Well, I guess then it's back to us, and then we're back to Lexington Concord. It's back to just me standing there saying, you know what? You know them guys at Lexington, they took the hardest hit because they just stepped out on the goddamn green, man. They're facing British regulars, point-blank range. You think them guy, you know, I talk about that guy, you know, coming up and just, you know, he's there. He's come there to enslave you, take your rights, take your guns, make a goddamn piece of property out of you. And they always, who fired that first shot? I got to believe that it was a goddamn man. And it wasn't no goddamn British man. Because it comes down to it. I know what you're here for. I'm looking you right in the eye. I know exactly what you think you're going to do to me. Boom. You know what? You are not going to do it to me. Now let's see how many more want to test the fucking theory and see if you got enough that are willing to die to take it away from me as opposed to who I've got behind me who will not have it taken away. That's what it comes down to. And it does come down to the individual. It comes down absolutely. And our founders, I mean, the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, they knew it. They knew this point in time would come. And they knew, goddamn, that some poor son of a bitch like me was just going to have to be up here going, it's individual. They're wanting you to build these armies and play this game like they did during the Civil War. That's what they're wanting to do, is play the Civil War all over again and come out with a new form of government that's going to fuck us, that we ain't going to have no rights in. But they're going to be in control of it, and they're going to run the communists out, and it's going to be just wonderful for them. This tiny minority, you know, the dirty church Masonic cabal, it's going to be wonderful for them. If we would just take a side. But like I said yesterday, I got a third side. It's where I stand back and I want you miserable son of a bitches that deserve to die more than any other creature on this planet. Kill each other. Kill each other. Kill, kill, kill. And I just stand back and watch it. Because I got no interest in the Trump coalition that is there attacking my Bill of Rights that would remove my every right, including my life. I have no interest in those international perverted communists who would remove my every right and instill a sickness that the communist is. Communist is a sickness. I have no interest in them. I have no interest. I'd like to watch them all die and then come out and finish the fucking job and then say, now, goddamn it, guys, we can put our guns down again. And we're going to put something in place that this never fucking happens again. We don't have to be at war and killing each other. I mean, if everybody, well, how can anybody not want peace of body and mind? How could you be against that? You'd have to be some fruitcake like these Antifas that went through this, you know, this communist indoctrination that began in the 60s here in this country. It started in with the little kids, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then Hollywood using the movies and this and this and the fucking sitcoms and then the rest of the shit that came along with it, just edging it in there to turn you into. If you have the right to peace of mind and in the richest country on planet Earth, you have a right to a really nice life. A life that worth living, a life where you can be happy, have a family, and grow old in peace. But the peace thing is the big deal here. Because, you know, that's why they called the peace officers, because the whole idea was we to live in peace with one another. But these sons of bitches, you see, I heard them again. I mean, they want to just say it. They just want to say it. We need to join with the Christian Trump coalition, and we need to just kill these goddamn communists. And then what we want here is the Trump coalition and everything goes along that with the politicians that, like I said, you got the Bundys, you got these politicians out of Idaho, you got this movement going across this country, just like the movement, just like they're bad as Antifa, same fucking movement. But then people like Corky are trying to pretend, oh yeah, Trump, he is a Jew puppet and, you know, dirty, rotten son of a bitch. But these are Americans out there fighting them communists. No, they're not. If they were fucking Americans, they would be out there with the Bill of Rights in hand. If they come out there with the Bill of Rights in your hand, you're coming out there to secure the freedoms and liberties and the rights of the people to be at peace. I'll be right at your side. I'll show you how to fucking clear the streets of the communists and go over to the public building, hang them. We outnumber them by thousands to one. It's not that big a fucking deal. But, oh, man, there's going to be a lot of hunger. There's going to be starvation. It's going to be an apocalypse for this to happen. Well, yeah, it was pretty fucking bad the first time around. A lot of people died. Their farms burned. I mean, they maimed, just tore all to pieces. But, by God, it was worth fighting for them, for them. They understood the alternative. And the alternative, and they, you know, it's just like the hijacking of it by the aristocrats. Once the people, I mean, why do we need leaders in a situation like this? The people had already stood at Lexington Concord. They chased the British clear into Boston, fucking shot cannons, shot them clear out of goddamn Boston. That was militia. That was people. That was no goddamn government. Then this formed this government. No, we got, see, because it's going to take financing. See, because you got to, the people have got to be fed during this conflict that could have probably been over if everybody was on the same fucking page. Could have been probably over in a fucking few months. Going to last 7 years. Because in the end of that, during that 7 years, when this fighting's going on, when the people are dying, we're going to be putting other little things in place so that when we come through this, well, goddamn, we ended up with another aristocracy. What, I'll be goddamned if it ain't the same people that were oppressing the colonists in the colonies, the king's men. Only they're not the king's men. They broke away and they went against that king, made him through your blood surrender his commercial charter over to them. Now they're the fucking king. You see what I'm saying? But you're not. That's what the Bill of Rights was put there for. That's why that ninth article was put there, to make sure that they never got to thinking that they could just go ahead and create powers that removed our sovereignty, that put us on a par with the crown heads of Europe. Nobody can fuck with you. They have to go through that bill. They have to go through the procedural due process. And if they go try to do anything malicious, it will be caught because it's the people doing it within the people. So I mean, sworn testimony. It's like this Bible thumper I just went at. You can bring your Bible into court. I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't want to offend any of the good Christians here in the trenches, but that Bible ain't worth shit in a court. The only two things, I mean, law has to come down to fact or it ain't law. It's just arbitrary enforcement of somebody's will. If it isn't written as law and absolute to each and every person the same, it isn't law. And then that Bible, is bring it into court, in the common law court. I want to see the text. You got to serve me with a copy of your whatever you think you're going to bring in here as evidence. And I'm going to look there, and there is no stenographer here. There is nobody to even say who really, I mean, there's lots of assertions in this thing. There's lots of assertions of who wrote it and where it came from and what it means and stuff, but there is no sworn testimony in this whatsoever. See, you can present testimony to a court in two ways, written sworn testimony or direct sworn testimony. And you can't, and the Bible is neither one. I mean, as much as you think about it, their right to the Bible, the people's right to the Bible, to believe what they want to believe. Right now, it's just like shooting, like I said, boom, boom, I will die. Somebody's trying to think they're going to remove that. That's a part of the Bill of Rights. You think, boom, I'll die for your right to that. But you turn around and kill me because I will not fucking believe like you would believe, or you would fucking betray me. Or you try to pretend like there's some other situation going on here other than the complete, absolute, without question, removal of the Bill of Rights. When that happens, I charge you. I can come to you and say, you son of a bitch, you are an American national, I'm an American national. We are bound. We are bound by our own law that both of us have to turn our guns on them son of a bitches that are attacking us. We don't owe them no trials. We don't owe them nothing. That is a enemy foreign force coming at us. And if you don't shoot, you're a goddamn coward. If you don't turn and fight for the Bill of Rights, that I would die for you and you die for me. Oh, but we got to set up these right circumstances for these big military movements. And you know, and it is going to come down. There are going to be some, it's a big country. Before it would all be over with, there would be some military engagements, but the natural leaders would have popped up and they would be the people that people trusted not to get them killed, to get more of the enemy killed than them. But it's going to happen that way. But at some point in the ballgame, people just got to say, nuh-uh, no fucking more. It stops here. I don't care Mark Corky can get on there and whistle Dixie for fucking 3 fucking hours straight in a row. It ain't going to change a goddamn thing. It stops here. You don't get to tell us that we got to wait for our Bill of Rights. You don't get to tell us that, you people who have been in, running this shit for 200 years. Let's get real. Because it was right out of the goddamn churches. They were the oppressors in the colony along with the British charter. And they were the oppressors after the colonies, after the war, with the goddamn Masons the aristocrats. They were the oppressors. They have been the oppressors all along. They've loved it because it gives them advantage. That's the weakness in the people. I get an advantage. I'm going to get more than you. They're stealing it from all of us. I mean, my right is to, say, a pile 10 foot tall. But I'll get a whole handful, and you will only get one penny of it. You see, so that gives me an advantage. So I'll go along with this fucking treachery. I'll go along with just taking your rights away, because they'll give me a little more than they'll give you. And that is when it comes down to the mammon. You try and convince yourself that this country, you are mammon worshipers. That's all in the hell you are, except for a select few that are the true Christians that would not let mammon stand in the way of the rights of another person. And we are few and far in between. And that's why as far as the people who can speak it and understand it. 75% out there, they know that their whole lives are being manipulated, that they're being controlled right down to, from the time they get out of bed, from the cradle to the grave, they're being controlled by that mammon. They don't understand it just exactly how it's happened, but they sure as hell do not trust anybody that's calling themselves a politician or government. That's what was proved in this last thing. I mean, that's why I'm the one that's not the politician. I'm not the politician, because all that trust is gone. But those are the people who stepped up. Now they're trying to replace them with the old Christian coalition that was under Reagan. If we could just get them Reagan days back and get that all in place, boy, it'd be good for me. Fuck for you, because your rights have already been removed. We're not going to get rid of that goddamn Logan Act. We're not going to get rid of the Trading with the Enemies Act. We're not going to get rid of the Emergency War Powers Act. We're not going to get rid of none of that. We're just going to be the ones running it. And you're going to be our plebes, because we're the true Jews. And this is our earth, and it is our God, and he wants it for us and not for you. Anyway, food for thought for the weekend, people. I'll see you on Monday. That is the word from the trenches. If I can find this thing again, this drives me so insane. Since I had to do this computer, this is the first Friday since then. So we got to start here. Where are we? And that's the word from the trenches.
Done all I can do. Cookies!